From Washington, this is VOA News. Another attempt at a ceasefire in the Mideast. Militants kidnapped the wife of Cameroon's vice premier and the mayor of a town near the Nigerian border. I'm Ira Melman reporting from the VOA Broadcast Center. Israeli forces began shelling in the Gaza Strip late Sunday, hours after Hamas declared a 24-hour ceasefire. The Israeli government said it was resuming military operations because Palestinian fighters had not observed previous calls for a truce. VOA's Scott Bobb reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told television viewers on the U.S.-based CBS program Face the Nation that Hamas had violated several previous ceasefires by continuing to fire rockets from Gaza into Israel.
They're firing at us as we speak. So Israel is not obliged and will not let a terrorist organization to decide when, and it's convenient for them to stop for a moment, rearm, and continuing firing on our citizens.
The Hamas group that controls Gaza had declared a 24-hour temporary ceasefire until midday Monday as residents prepared to mark the end of Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri. He says there was discussion between the factions. He said they have reached an agreement to accept the offer starting Sunday. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian armed forces mounted a major onslaught against pro-Russian separatist fighters Sunday in an apparent attempt to gain control over the area where a Malaysia Airlines plane was downed earlier this month. Reports of the intensifying unrest in eastern Ukraine prompted a postponement of a trip to the site by a team of Dutch and Australian police officers who had planned to start searching for evidence and remaining bodies. In the Netherlands, the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, said his government has rejected the idea of deploying armed troops to secure the crash site because there's no way they could achieve military superiority in a region where heavily armed pro-Russian rebels are battling Ukrainian government forces. The U.S. State Department, meanwhile, released satellite images that it says backs up its claims that rockets have been fired from Russia into eastern Ukraine, and heavy artillery for separatists has also crossed the border. Boko Haram militants kidnapped the wife of Cameroon's vice prime minister and the mayor of a town near the Nigerian border Sunday. Three others were killed when heavily armed men suspected to be part of Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram raided homes in Kolofata in the northern part of the country. A Cameroonian military spokesman did not confirm the kidnappings, but did say on state radio that there had been fierce fighting between Cameroonian soldiers and heavily armed men from Nigeria in the area. A source close to the kidnapped mayor told VOA the attackers headed for the border with the wife of Vice Prime Minister Amadou Ali. The abducted mayor is a local religious leader. A senior doctor working at Liberia's largest hospital has died of Ebola. The Liberian Health Ministry says Dr. Samuel Brisbane died Saturday at an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of Monrovia. He is the first Liberian doctor to die in an outbreak the World Health Organization says has killed 129 people in that country alone. The U.S.-based aid group Samaritan's Purse said Saturday an American doctor working in Liberia is also sick. Ken Isaacs, a spokesman for the group, says Dr. Kent Brantley is undergoing intensive medical treatment.
Dr. Kent is in stable condition. Our doctors feel like that the intensive supportive care that he is receiving is helpful to him. He still has a fever. He has body aches and pains. He's not out of the woods yet. We continue to pray for him, and we remain optimistic that he will survive.
The World Health Organization says highly contagious Ebola virus has killed at least 672 people in four African countries this year. The WHO says the outbreak, the largest ever recorded, has also killed 319 people in Guinea and 224 in Sierra Leone. There is no cure or vaccine for Ebola, which causes symptoms that include fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and bleeding. Over the past 24 hours, at least 61 people have died in Libya, raising the death toll to nearly 150 in 2 weeks of clashes in the North American country. 38 people were killed in the eastern city of Benghazi as Libyan government forces clashed with armed Islamist militants. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.